Not really.
Shit, you're right, true. Mic check 1-2-1-2. Mic check 1-2-1-2. My name is Dre E, co-host of Cup of Joe with Dre. I got my man Joe in the building, co-host Joe in the building. What's up, man? Talk to me.
Nothing, man. It's all good, baby.
Shit, we
just
good.
Just living.
It's good, man. We're living this good life we live, man. Shit, man, pod, you know, they out there labeling us the pod gods now, man. That's one of the titles that one of our listeners gave us, man. So, you know, just trying to keep up this heat, man, and keep dropping this fire every week, man. So we here now, man. What's
before good? I forget, and I just look, I think her name is Akaya. But Akaya,
uh-huh.
Look, appreciate the feedback.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know, we heard that sound too.
Yeah,
but
most definitely.
We definitely do this for the listeners, and we respect our craft and our art.
Yeah.
And so,
we got that
you know,
shit fixed for real.
Yeah. We had to fix it, but you know that. But good looking out. We got new mics, and you point that out, man. Yeah. Anytime y'all hear something that could be corrected or what you feel.
Right.
You know, Kendra with the female thing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. We can take that, especially if it's coming from a good place.
A good place, yeah.
So, you know,
sure.
We appreciate y'all, man. But Akai, I wanted to give you that shout out. Kendra, also shout out to you.
Most definitely.
Appreciate y'all listening. And, you know, again, good, bad, and different feedback.
Yep.
Something to work on. We'll take it.
Yeah, we welcome it all for real, man, because it's only going to help us get better with our craft. So, shout out shout out to the ladies that you know sent in things to us, man, because we appreciate that for real.
So
what's good, man?
We just finished shooting the episode.
Yes, sir.
But I wanted to go back to what's gonna stop me getting to heaven.
Uh-huh.
Quickly, man. I'm starting to get these texts, and I don't know how I got on this thing, but it's like, are you voting for the Democratic Party?
Uh-huh.
Are you voting for the Republican Party?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, first of all, it's none of your business who I'm voting for.
Facts.
But second of all of them are bums anyway. So
that's facts too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's like, I don't know, voting for the Biggest Loser or something.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, send me another text and I'm going to go off. So y'all going to stop me going from heaven if you keep asking me about who I'm voting for.
Yeah.
Like, and it's these texts, and it's like random people. It's like, this is Deborah.
Yeah.
Calling with so-and-so. And who are you supporting for? Trump and Pence or Biden? And man,
don't worry about all that. That's none of your business. Bro.
Yeah.
I feel you on that, bro.
I'm voting for G.O.D.
That's what I'm voting for. That's it.
Man.
Shit, I feel you, bro.
Before we get into this, though.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you about something.
I was asking you about on air. Oh, okay. Talk to me.
So, a few days ago, I was like dozing off half sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a message that you put out.
Uh-huh.
And that you were not going to do the Minority Report to 2021.
Okay.
And so, like, I was half asleep, and I was just like,
is that real?
I was like, maybe I'm tripping.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't drink or nothing. I don't know. It's a work day.
You're right.
And, like, so I woke up the next day, and I saw it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to shoot my man a text on it. I said, I'm going to talk to him about this online. Because it's like, I didn't influence you to do this.
Right.
So where did this come from? What was your thinking when you did that?
Shit, okay, man.
Dude, I've been holding this in like the whole,
for a whole week now.
I was just like, but I was like, I wanted to ask you. Because, like, we didn't talk about
it. Nah, we didn't talk about it, nah. And you've always actually encouraged me to continue on doing that, doing the Minority Report. And like I said, man, I mean, basically, man, what it came down to was, it's just, you know, timing of everything, man. Like, in the way I live my life, man, I think everything happens for a reason. I think timing is everything for me, man. So, I know I told you off the mic at one point, man, it's like, when I do the Minority Report, man, it's a really good platform. It's my baby, you know. That's how I got into podcasting. Well, that's how I started podcasting, through the Minority Report. But what I also knew about the Minority Report and starting the Minority Report, it was something that I never wanted to do by myself in the first place. It was supposed to be a podcast with me and two of my best friends. Shout out to my nigga Wes. Shout out to my homegirl Chrissy.
What's up, Chrissy? What's up, Wes?
Yeah, they're both in the Chicago area, man, and that's a podcast I wanted to do with them. I wanted to get that started with them. But at the same time, man, I wanted to hurry up. I wanted to get it started, man, yeah. And just the logistics of, you know, me getting out to Chicago every month, recording 4 or 5 episodes and everything, that was going to be, like, you know, strenuous on me. So I just did it, man. I jumped out the window when I did it. In the first, like, you know, 6-7 episodes, man, I did them by myself. The next 6-7 episodes, I had a co-host who I thought was going to be my co-host throughout the duration. But then, you know, that didn't pan out. My listeners just was not having that at all. Mm-hmm. So then I decided that I needed the Minority Report to be guest-based. Mm-hmm. I needed to be guest-based. And then just with COVID, man, it's just hard to, you know, get guests, you know, because I don't... I know, like, again, another thing we spoke on off the mic is I don't do Zoom podcasts, man, because everything is about audio. And if they can't hear the audio with Zoom calls and everything, it'd be acting up. The audio's acting up and everything. I'll be on someone else's podcast or show as a guest via Zoom, but I'll never do my own stuff via Zoom ever. That's not happening for me. So with that being said, man, it's just hard to book guest during COVID and just that type of, you know, ordeal. So, man, I thought about it. I've been honestly thinking about it for the last month, man, just in general, like what I'm gonna do with that. And what I ended up doing was I came to the conclusion that Cup of Joe with Dre, our podcast, man, it took off. And it took off like I did not expect it to take off. Because like I said, I did a Minority Report, man, and what Cup of Joe did in 2 months, it took Minority Report to do in about 6 months, numbers-wise, you know what I mean? And, of course, it's not about the numbers and everything, but the thing about it is, like I said, everything is about timing and stuff. So, you know, school, work, Cup of Joe with Dre, the Minority Report, the fact that, like, it's hard for me to even book guests on the Minority Report right now because of the climate of the world. So it's just like, you know, in my opinion, man, I mean, that was just God's way of saying, you know, I could put that on the back. It's established. It's there. It's not going anywhere. Like I said, I will be back next year to, you know, get back on that. And the post said, it's like if I have some compelling guests that I could get on the Minority Report in between here and then. I mean, I'm going to drop an episode and shit. But honestly, man, I want to focus on this, man. This is what I want to focus on because this is what needs the most attention. We do, in my opinion, we do astronomical numbers on here. So it's only right that, I put my efforts into this and what we're trying to do, man. And I believe in it. It's going to work out, and the Minority Report is going to work out too. And it could have continued to work out as well. But like I said, being that that's a guest based podcast, it's like, yo, the climate right now, COVID and stuff. You know, I can't be up in front of and them too. Yeah. They can't be up in front of any and everybody. And you know, the safety is what's paramount, man. So, I mean, we here, man, and so.
Yeah, dog. Like, I was half awake, half asleep. I had missed so many messages. And like, for some reason, because it was like, I think you dropped it like 7 o'clock or something like that. Yeah, I was already in bed, dog. Yeah, I was wore out.
I feel you, dog.
But I looked.
Yeah.
And, like, for some reason, it popped out of all the stuff I was missing. Shout out to my boy, John, because I missed his call. I still need to reach out to him, but... Raw Chalk, his information, I'll let y'all know about it too, and we'll show some of his stuff. But back to you, like, I saw it and I was just like, I'm sleepy anyway, so I just kind of like shut it down. And then like I woke up and I looked back at it again and I was just like, oh
yeah, man.
And I'm not gonna lie, I felt there was two like emotions, like it was like, okay, so he's all in. Chips is in.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's about to be real crazy.
Yeah. Most definitely.
But then also I was like, man, I don't want him feeling like it's an obligation to me. Because we didn't, like I said, we've talked, but we never talked about like, hey, you need to shut that down.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? You know, but it was just like, and then I was like, I know that was your baby. So at the same token, I was like, dang.
Yeah, Well, I appreciate those words, man. But yeah, man, that is my baby, man. She always going to be there. But at the same time, like I said, I mean, this is a go, man. Like, there's no stopping this. This is honestly what I wanted for the Minority Report. But like I said, my people that I wanted to do that with aren't in the same state as me. So that's that. So, nah, man, it was like I said, it was a decision that I was, you know, working on for about three to four weeks, man. And I just concluded it, man. Like, hey, this is where it's at. This is where my focus needs to be, like my complete focus. And I don't feel bad. I'm not sad about it because it's still there. Yeah. It's anything like I completely shut it down and it's canceled and everything. Nah, man, it's just like, I mean, in each all of these podcasts, just like TV shows and talk shows, they all have seasons and everything. I got about a good 27, 28 episodes in my first season, which is way more than a lot of people do on their podcast anyway. So, I mean, it's there. It's always going to be there, man. I'm going to come back to it next year, man. And like I said, and even when I come back to it, it's probably only going to be every 2 weeks. I'm going to drop an episode, maybe even once a month, man. Just, you know, check the climate and everything and, you know, get back to those deep subjects, man. But no, nah, man, but I appreciate you, you know.
yeah, man.
Having like, those thoughts and shit.
Yeah, but, man. Because you know what I mean? It's like, especially with you, and I mean with anybody, and I was thinking about this today, like, you know, I've been going on like these walks in the morning, and I used to do them, but it's really like a little spiritual like thing for me.
Yeah, yeah, that's dope.
You know, because I'm in the morning, I'm barely just waking up, so I'm trying to get my bearing, and then my mind starts to get like settled in. And really what was like one of the things is I saw, shout out to my homeboy Brandon Winslow, I saw a picture of Brandon. He looked at healthy. He looked at like, you know, my man was swagged out.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just so good to see him like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just brought me to is like, man, we really got to celebrate people and their dreams and when they're doing and looking good, like tell them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I didn't want to be like, dang, Dre's putting aside one of his dreams.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
You know?
But because I'm not. What we're doing is my dream as well, man. And like I said, like I've told you before, man, I mean, you may give me credit, but I'm always going to give you the credit for seeing the vision, for having the vision to see that, I mean, of seeing you and I together doing this, you know what I mean? Because like I said, I mean, had I seen that vision when I started the Minority Report, we would have been doing the Minority Report together. That's just as simple as I could say that, man. So, no, I mean, my dream of doing podcasting is still going on. But like I told you before, man, I mean, anyone who's done any type of research on podcasting knows that two mics is better than one, man. So, I mean, for one, I don't like the sound of my voice at all. You know what I mean? Yeah,
The same way.
So for me to be on a podcast, my own podcast, The Minority Report, talking for an hour by myself, it just wasn't going to – I never want to do that again, basically, is what I'm telling you. I never want to do that again. And being that I can't book guests right now because of COVID, it just made sense. It was, like I said, perfect time, and it's all about perfect time and this shit. And I have this, man, so I'm not missing podcasting because we have this together, and we rocking, man, so – Nah, man.
Yeah, man. And I think it's so important too, man. In a time like this, is for us to celebrate people, man.
Got to, man.
Like celebrate people's dreams, celebrate people's goals, celebrate. Because like, even when I reached out to you, nobody pushed me or encouraged me. I had to encourage myself.
Okay,
but that's me talking.
Yeah.
A lot of people just need that encouragement. And so we got to push.
Right.
You know, I think we as a people need to start because, man, we got so much going on.
We do.
And there's so much, you know, craziness going on. And, like, really, man, like, I want to spend a lot of my, as much as I want to focus on change, reformation, justice, I also want to celebrate people, man.
Yeah, most definitely, man.
Celebrate people's dreams. And, again, like, people who want to do podcasts and you hear us, and if you hit us up, here's my thing to you. As busy as me and Dre Because as crazy as we're getting busy during COVID.
Right, right.
But
which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, yeah.
Keep at us.
Yeah, most definitely.
If you want to move in this direction, don't look just for us to look out for y'all, because what's going to happen is we may disappoint you.
Right.
Most. And it's not out of not wanting to help you. It's just out of being so driven, focused on what we're trying to do, that our time doesn't stop like that.
Right.
But stay on us. You know, even if it's just like, hey, when's the next time y'all shooting? I want to be with y'all. You know what I mean? As long as we know you ain't been running around with a bunch of people and maybe caught COVID, man, you could come in and talk with us live,
yeah,
too.
Man, for,
because,
for
man,
sure.
We're big on want to push people's dreams. And that was another thing why I wanted to tie my wagon to Dre, is because, like, and you know what's crazy is, and then I'll let you, because I know you have something you wanted to talk about, and then we get
no,
into
I don't even know what
whatever.
That was, though, but go
okay.
ahead.
Okay. What was crazy was, so, and I know what our topic is going to be then, too. So what was crazy was when COVID hit, right?
Right.
Immediately, I was thinking about doing a few things. One was maybe doing some art, sign language, stocks, and then trying to do some kind of podcast or something like that.
Right.
And so that was around, my birthday was around March 10th. My birthday's March 10th. And so around March. And then I saw you had a podcast. And then, like, after that, because, you know, again, I got so many friends on Facebook that I miss posts. But I would always see your post.
Okay, yeah.
And I hadn't listened to the podcast, but I always see your post.
Right, right.
And then I was like, that was April?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I want to do a podcast with Dre.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder what he would think. Because, like, I was like, I don't want him thinking I'm trying to jump on his role.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah. You know what I mean? Because you know your mind will try to talk you out of
right,
your blessing.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If you, especially if you allow it to.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. I'm going to say that again for y'all. Yeah, sometimes your mind will talk you out of your blessing.
That's facts. That's facts.
And then sometimes you got to rearrange yourself and align yourself to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to encourage myself. And so what I ended up doing was, because I went back and looked at the note, I wrote May 24th. And I wrote about the podcast because I was going to pitch you the idea.
Right.
And then I think we talked maybe May 26th or something like that. I don't remember the call. And then we still kind of frazzled on it.
Right, right.
But we hit the next episode. We started the episode like June 21 or something that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But it was just so crazy that I had to push myself to do what I wanted to get done for my success.
Right.
And in this time, And what we're living in, guys, it's easy for you to get sidetracked, but find you something that you love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a hard time focusing at work because I love doing our podcast so much, and I want that to be my job. Right. I want to bring content to my job. I want to encourage people to be my job. But, you know, I have to realign myself and make sure that I'm doing the best job for my employer, because I owe them to that, because they provide me the opportunity that I get to do the podcast. But a lot of you people keep chasing your dreams. And especially in this time, keep thinking of dreams. Start writing stuff down. Like, if you don't know what you want to do, here's what you can do. Get a piece of paper. Write down everything that you love.
Right.
And if that doesn't work, write down everything that you like and start thinking about those things.
Right.
And do that every day if you need to.
Right.
Because what's going to happen is you're going to start bringing down, like, okay, I love this. I like this. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to start figuring out what you want to do further in your life, because, man, right now during COVID, we're all trying to figure it out.
Yeah. That's important you say, man, because, and the thing is like, me and Joe, we do podcasting, man. That's what we do currently. But we want to tackle the whole entertainment, radio, YouTube, television. that's our plans moving forward and shit. And we would love to go on this journey with some of you guys out there, because there's brilliant minds out there, untapped brilliant minds, yeah. who you know, we do stuff for fun or as a hobby and stuff, but who's to say that we couldn't do that for our career and doing something that you love to do, just like our podcast. Like, yeah. when you asked me to, you know, do this podcast, it was like, okay, I'm like, okay, cool. For me, it was cool. Like, I already do this, so cool. Yeah. My biggest thing, like I told you before, was like, I wanted to see how serious you was about it. But after the pilot episode, I was like, okay, well, he's in here. I mean, he's all in to this, man. So I need to be all in to it too. And from that point on, I mean, we've been rocking, like, yeah. for real. And the thing about it is, man, is that, like I said, you had the vision to see us doing this together. The chemistry that you and I have on these mics, man, is like second to none. And what a lot of people don't understand is, nothing scripted, man. We're not reading off a teleprompter. We don't have anything up, man. It's just our natural chemistry, man, and just the conversations and things that we bring to the table, and the way we construct things and the format that we use, it just works for us. But that doesn't mean that it's going to work for the next person, because the next person, yeah. y'all got to figure out what works for you guys and what works best for you guys. And, I mean, the rest is pretty much history after that, man. Once you find what you're passionate about doing and what you love to do, start doing that, man. Even if, like I said, Joe works a 9-to-5, man, but he still does podcasting, because sooner or later, things are going to start happening for yeah. our podcast. But we got to still, like you know, and y'all should know, we got to still got to lay that foundation, and we got to put yeah. in that groundwork. We still at the bottom level, the floor level, but we're climbing. Yeah. And as long as we continue to climb and continue to grow with our platform, sky's the limit for everybody, man. So I encourage that, man. I do, man. And like you said, I mean, what's very important is that we continue or start to celebrate one another. For our accomplishments and the things that we feel needs to be celebrated.
Yeah, man. Because look, I guess we're just talking about chasing your dreams. Because mm-hmm. the crazy thing about chasing your dream is if you're serious and you focus enough, stuff starts to happen.
Right.
So 8 years ago, my dream was doing a podcast / YouTube, whatever.
Right.
But I was always sidetracked and never just jumped out. Just right. never just said, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And so, you know, come present time and COVID, mm-hmm. it gave me time to really sit down and mm-hmm. think, like, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. And even before you, there was somebody else I had been talking with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it didn't fall through.
Right.
You know? And then because I decided, okay, I'm going to do this. And this is the person I want to do it with. Then all of a sudden I got blessed. You co-signing.
Right.
Because regardless whether you think or not, it was a blessing. You co-signing. Because you could have laughed at me.
True.
And said, hey, I got something going on. Mm-hmm. This is all my baskets are in there
right,
everything.
Right.
So that was an immediate blessing.
Right.
That was already telling me, okay. But then all of a sudden, people really started listening to us.
Facts.
Like, this time now, I would think we'd have 500 listens.
Yeah, me too.
And we're on our way to 2,000 listens.
Right.
You know? And then all of a sudden, like, people start doing graphics. You know, mm-hmm. Joyce and Kelsey mm-hmm. doing graphics for us free.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Then my homeboy John talking about, I saw you drinking out of a Joe mug, but you don't have a cup of Joe mug.
Right.
So then he wants to jump in and help us out.
Yeah.
And then...
That's love, man.
You know, my homegirl... Yeah, my homegirl Crystal at my job... You know, writes an article.
That was dope.
For our company.
Shout out to Crystal.
Yeah, shout out to Crystal. And even talking about partnering with us. And yeah. even her and her sister want to do a podcast too. And so they're going to sit with us sooner or later. But Crystal does writing.
Yeah.
And, you know, even talking about helping us with writing yeah. articles and yeah, doing yeah. different stuff is because we want to expand in media.
Right, facts.
So it's like, first of all, when you have your heart set on a dream and you believe in that dream mm-hmm. and you don't listen to the doubt, even the doubt that's in you, and you start walking into that blessing, you start walking into that promise that you put over your life. Mm-hmm. Even if nobody else does it, you got to do it for yourself sometimes. Me and, you know, whoever listening, me and Dre already agree with you.
Right.
Whatever it is.
Yes. Facts.
We agree you can do it.
And you can.
But when you really start walking in that, it's like, again, me and Dre didn't ask these people to do these things.
Right.
They did it because they wanted to.
Right.
They did it because they supported us.
Right.
They did it because whatever part of their heart has compassion for us. And even people like writing, even if it's negative or positive or whatever it is,
yep,
or constructive, whatever, that's a blessing because that means you took the time to listen.
Exactly.
And you don't have to.
Exactly. Yep.
You do not. When we send out those messages, and it's funny because, like, we'll send out a post and we'll get like 40 or 50 likes.
Right.
But there's 200, right, 300 people listening.
Right. Yep. Yeah.
And it's like, you know, because at first you see 40 likes and you're just like, okay, well, you know,
yeah,
maybe 40 people will just listen.
Yeah.
But then it's 200-300 people listening,
yeah, man,
to an episode, and then
that's love.
And then you finding out that people are starting to follow us,
mm-hmm,
that you didn't even know.
Yeah.
So-and-so's cousin,
yep,
him and her, this, yep, and this person. And then, like, we'll look at the Cup of Joe with Dre Instagram,
mm-hmm,
and we see, like, I was like, this person's not connected to Dre.
Right,
this person's,
right,
not connected to me.
Yep.
They exclusively assigned to the podcast.
Yeah.
And that's like a...
That's beautiful, man.
It moves, like, me and humbles me.
Facts.
To know that. But again, it's like it makes you feel like the passion that you're putting out,
mm-hmm,
is being brought back to you.
Yeah, most definitely. And that what you just said, man, is I guess you could say, for lack of a better way of saying this, is payment enough, man.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we didn't get in this shit for the money, that's for sure. You,
yeah,
know what I mean? There's no money in this in the beginning, you know what I mean? Yes, I'm sure the money will come along the way, but that's not what it's about. Like, I pride myself in saying that, you know, we're a podcast for the people, by the people and shit, you know what I mean? So when we get a like or a follow from someone that neither one of us is affiliated with, it's like, okay, we're doing something right. You know what I mean? There's people, they're our friends, our listeners,
yeah,
out there are actually spreading the word because they think that we have a good product out there and people are gravitating towards it. And that's beautiful, man. It's like you can't pay for that type of stuff. Word of mouth advertisement and marketing is the best.
Yeah.
Still to this day. It doesn't matter how many posts you post on Instagram, on your social media platforms. Yes, that's great. But word of mouth would always get a new listener there quicker,
yeah,
than anything, or a new customer, whatever field you work in. Word of mouth will always get them there quicker because that's someone that someone trusts and believes in, saying like, hey, you should take a listen to this. I think these guys are good. And then they take a listen to it. They come like the post. They come like the page. They come follow us. And they become loyal listeners, man. And that really says, I mean, that speaks volumes. And like you said, it's a very humbling experience, man, to experience those things.
One thing I also will say with chasing your dreams, too, is don't be afraid of the constructive criticism.
No, not at all.
Like,
man,
again, and I want to thank, I think her name is Akaya, but mm-hmm, when you sent us that DM, first of all, you could have just left it on the page.
Facts.
But you took the time and you was like, I don't want to hurt whatever.
Right.
And that's how I saw it. So, mm-hmm, that made it even more felt like, but even if you did it on the page, we weren't going to take it personal.
Nah, not at all.
Race it or nothing like that. But when you did that, that made me let you know you're listening.
Facts.
And it was right.
Right.
So like, we agreed.
Yeah,
you were,
yeah,
spot on. Like, you know,
yep,
what I mean? More or less than anything, I was mad at us.
Yeah, me too.
Because I would say me, but it's us.
Nah, yeah.
As in,
I felt the same way.
We
got to
put out a good product.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If we're going to be the Nino Brown of this stuff and we slinging it out, you know what I mean? We want to make sure it's a good,
yeah, good product.
Product.
Yep.
And so you can't mark everybody, especially in society. If you don't agree with somebody,
right,
now,
right,
you're a hater.
Right, right. Yeah,
or,
yeah,
you're,
yeah,
this or you're that. Or no, man.
Nah.
Sometimes people tell you about yourself to help you.
To help you. Yeah.
And that was so helpful. Or, like, you know, when Kendra was talking about females.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Me and Dre I mean, it wasn't like at a disrespect. We kind of laughed.
Yeah, we were like, okay.
You know what I mean? And we addressed it, and we addressed it out in the open, and it was done with.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely.
And that's also another problem, too, is like sometimes people try to hide behind addressing stuff.
Right.
Nah. And then later on it rolls out and it becomes
an
issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, again, as you're starting off chasing your dreams, man, you know, listen to the criticism.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to just digest it and hold it there,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if it's so negative, use it as fuel.
Right.
But if it's constructive, use it as learning.
Yeah.
You know, because again, everybody's not going to like what you do.
Right.
And that doesn't mean, like, there's people that have heard our podcast and probably never listened to another episode again because they didn't like it. And we may not be their flavor.
Yeah, that's cool.
And that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
And that's nothing wrong with Dre. That's nothing wrong with me.
Right.
Now, actually, I think you'd be crazy not to listen to the number one podcast in the world.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know. You're tripping.
Yeah.
But the good thing about it, we still going to be here for you to come.
Come on back.
Get you a taste, you know what I mean?
Yeah, most definitely.
We're
going to
be the Nino Browns of this joint. We still got it for you. But yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Because this society and the memes and everything else is like, you got to get rid of the haters.
Yeah.
And like, we live in a society that'll block people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't like what you say, block.
Yeah, block, yeah.
First of all, before you even block that person, did you even try to have a conversation with them? And when you had to have that conversation with them, how was it?
Right.
How did you come about?
Right.
Did you come off offensive?
Right.
And like sometimes you just got to have conversations.
It's like you said earlier, man. A lot of the times, honestly, man, we block our own blessings.
Yeah.
We're standing in our own way of things because it's just something as simple as, hey, I've been listening to you guys' podcast since the beginning, and the sound quality in the beginning sound better than it does now, especially the last couple of episodes, which, like you said, is that something that you and I had already talked about?
Yeah.
We talked about with the Dr. Mark episode, and then with this the last episode, I believe, we talked about again. And we're going to have another episode probably come out where the sound was a little off, too, just to give you guys an FYI. But then again, by the time you guys hear this podcast, the episode already came out. But it is what it is, man. But everything is a learning. Everything should be a learning experience for you. Either be negative or either be just constructive criticism or even if it's positive and stuff. But the good thing is, especially when you're starting out, man, you gotta receive things with an open mind. And I think, like you said, man, that's a lot of where things get messed up, and then, you know, people catch feelings and everything. Like, I'm not a professional podcaster, you know what I mean? We're not professional podcasters. We're not professional talk show.
You almost
show
had me cuss on this joint. Man, we pros in this.
But real talk. So we're open to criticism, you know what I mean? Especially, and the other thing, too, you guys got to understand that when you're on a public forum, such as a podcast, a talk show, a radio host, whatever the hell you are, TV host, I mean, you're going to be subject to ridicule. I mean, not everyone's going to like you. And the advice I would give to you before you step into this realm of being on a public platform is you got to be able to take some credit. You got to be able to. It comes with the territory, basically, is what I'm telling you. This type of criticism, hate, all of that stuff comes with the territory. So you got to have enough thick skin to be able to maneuver through this quote-unquote industry that you're jumping into, because that's important, man. And it's also important to be humble about, you know, your experiences and your experience like that you have going on, because like in podcasting in general, and I know, man, because I've been in it for almost a year now, but I've known people who've had podcasts and started podcasts, and they say, if you do the research, they say episode number 6 or 7 or 8, between 6 and 8, between those two those three episodes, podcasts usually fall off after one of those episodes, 6, 7, or 8. I'm not sure which one it is, but they say that most podcasters don't get past because they are thinking that you get on, you get on, you got a platform now, you're on Spotify, you're on Apple, yeah. and you rock in and you think that you have this audience built up, and then come six, seven, eight episodes in, you see that your numbers aren't really where you feel they should be, and you feel you should be already making money off of this. I think I told you last week, man, I look at podcasting and podcasters like rap now.
Yeah.
Because like back in the day when we were coming up, everybody wanted to be a rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now that podcasting is so big, everybody want to be a podcaster. And just like we felt back in the 90s and early 2000s, like, especially because of the type of hip hop that we grew up on, like, nah, man, everybody can't be a rapper. But then now that it's 2020, it seems like everybody's a damn rapper. They letting anybody rap. They letting anybody in. And it's the same thing with podcasting, because all you need is some equipment and some wherewithal on how to, you know, upload stuff to get on and, you know, Apple and all of that stuff. And now you, quote unquote, you're a podcaster. You know what I mean? And people think that it's really that simple, just like people really think that rapping is really that simple. But nah, but that's why you have one hit wonders. You know what I mean? Because it ain't for everybody. You know what I mean? And as cliche as the saying is, but only the strong survive in this shit. You know what I mean? So, and I've known podcasters who've started before me who are not around anymore. You know what I mean? I've also known podcasters who started before me or started after me or around the same time as me. Amazon didn't send them a letter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's not to throw no fucking shade at nobody, man. That's just the reality of what this is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yo, Amazon sent us a letter for our podcast. For both of them, both of the podcasts that I'm on, but for our podcast. And we're on Amazon. Like, yo, I mean, people make, and I've seen some people try to make light of the fact that, oh, well, they send that to everybody because they want everybody shit on their platform. No, they don't.
Yeah.
Because I know people to this day that do podcasts and Amazon didn't send them no letter. So the thing about it is like, yo, we must be doing something right. You know what I mean? And because I think it's honestly because we stand on integrity. You know what I mean? And the chemistry is there. And the thing I love about you, man, and doing this shit with you, Joe, is like myself, man, there's no ego involved in this shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like this shit could be overwhelming to a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like, not to say that we fucking are overnight celebrities, but to be like overnight celebrities and people listening to you and, like you said, people from any and everywhere. A lot of, what, 60, 70% of our listeners is women. A lot of niggas can't handle that shit. You know what I mean? And it breaks up the chemistry and we fighting over the girl. Like, come on, man. Like, but that's what I love about doing this shit with you. It's like, we have the same mentality when it comes to that, man. Like, fuck all that. The podcast comes first.
Yeah.
Everything else is an added bonus. Yeah. But this is like your maturity and where you're at in life. It makes it easy for me to do this shit with you, man, because we're at that same place in life. You know what I mean? It's like we ain't out here chasing women. We ain't trying to chase women. We ain't out here chasing money. It's like, you know, we're doing something that we genuinely love and we're genuinely passionate about, and it shows and it works.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is, so my cousin, young cousin David, right?
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Brandy's son.
Okay.
We talk, you know, he wants to aspire to be a rapper.
Okay.
And he's really good. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? He's fire.
Right.
But I have to I'm interjecting into him is, don't send me anything you like.
Right.
You send me something you love.
Yep.
And you love it.
Right.
Don't love it cuz I love it.
Right.
Love it because you love it, and then find your voice.
Mm-hmm.
I said there's a million Jay-Z's,
mm-hmm.
there's a million Jeezy's,
mm-hmm.
there's a million all these guys, but there's one David.
Right, right.
Be that David.
Yep.
People will respect that voice. You don't have to do all this gimmicky stuff,
because
that gimmicky stuff dies quickly.
Right.
Like, you know, no offense to putting it out there, but the Migos' last album was trash. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because what else are you?
Right.
Like you guys that do a lot of you know, ad libs and stuff like that, but who are you?
Right.
Like, your listeners don't know who you are. We know you got cars.
Right.
We know you know shooters, but who are you?
Right, right.
Who are you in that context of that thing?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And that's important.
And the great thing about me and Dre is sometimes the quality is not good, but you're going to get 100% of who we are. Mm-hmm. And in every episode, we personally give you us.
Right.
Like Dre will tell you, we're done. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I want to go to bed.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you know what I mean?
And me
it's
too.
Not, yeah, and it's not just because I work, because like before we shoot an episode, a lot of times I'm sipping a Red Bull.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. Yep.
So you think that doesn't kick until like an hour. Yeah. We shoot an episode for like an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That half I should be just, but when I'm doing the episodes mm-hmm. and we're talking on this thing, man, I got all the energy in the world because I'm doing what I love.
Yeah.
I love talking with you, and I love sharing my life mm-hmm. with people to help them, but help myself.
Yeah, most of, and that's the thing, man. Like this for like for you, man. And we spoke about this, both on the mic and in private. It's like this is real therapeutic for the yeah. both of us, man. And you and I both, we have the heart to whereas we love helping other people. Yeah. You know what I mean? And not to say that we're sacrificing ourselves to help other people. Yeah, but the thing about it is, it's like, no, man, like
sacrificing ourselves to help us.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And it does. It helps us, man. And that feedback that you guys give us, man, it's so paramount to me, man, because it lets me know, like I said, like that we're genuinely helping people and we're genuinely provoking conversations,
yeah.
These conversations that aren't normally talked about, especially in our community. You know what I mean? And it's like we're two black men, 40 years old, and it's like, yo, man, like let's talk about some real life things. Yeah. Let's talk about some things that have been affecting us. Let's talk about heartbreak.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's talk about being black in America, a black man in America, a black single man in America, a black single father in America. Let's talk about these things. And that's the other thing too, is we want to stress to our listeners, like this ain't a black podcast. You know yeah. what I mean? Yes, we happen to be black, but the things that we talk about, everybody can apply to their lives and everybody has been through at some point in their lives. You know what I mean? So we just want to open up dialogue for some of the tough conversations and some of the fun conversations.
True. I mean, what? One of the people that did graphics was white, and the other one
right.
that wrote the article was Puerto Rican.
Oh, see? We win.
You know what I mean? So it was like,
right.
you know, and I think people need to be smart about that. And then understand, too, because as we're talking about our dreams, mm-hmm. about your dreams, it's just a journey.
Right. Yes.
Like, okay, so we talk about, like, some of y'all may have heard. If you hadn't, you know, go back and listen to my cousin Mark came on here, who's mm-hmm. a doctor.
Right.
He didn't come out the womb a doctor.
Right, right. Facts.
It was a journey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He lived in a rough neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only good thing about his house was it's across from a church. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know what I mean? Maybe crime may not have happened in front of his house right, because right. of the church.
Church, right.
But people don't care.
Right.
That's why yes. it's a church in the hood that's got a gated, locked in fence.
Mm-hmm.
But after he got out of that school, he didn't become a doctor.
Right.
He went to the Marines.
Right.
And after he went to the Marines, he didn't become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Navarro College.
Right.
And after he went to Navarro College, he didn't become a doctor. He had to go to UT.
Yep.
You know, and my homegirl Cheryl, that was, you know, you'll hear her episode before us. She's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't come out the womb a lawyer. When I met her, she was a girl working at TCBY Yogurt.
Right.
That made a mean brownie sundae. You know what I mean?
Right.
But she wasn't a lawyer then. She finished school. And then after that, she went to Texas State College. She wasn't a lawyer then. She had to go to the Ohio State and become a lawyer. So there was a lot of things that she had to do to get to that place, you know? So again, focus still on your journey, because your journey doesn't just stop or start on that one location.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause again, thinking about what my podcast would have been 8 years ago,
right,
it's not what this podcast is now.
Facts.
And that don't mean I can't go back to those things, but it's just not what was planned for me for today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you'll hear people say, man, if I'd have done this at 20, or I'd have done this at 30, if mm-hmm. I'd have, no, I'm doing it at 41.
Right. Yep.
And I'm riding till the wheels fall off.
There you go.
Because my 20s and my 30s and my teens mm-hmm. helped build me to what I could do now.
Right.
I wouldn't have the experiences or stories or be able to relate or talk to on every subject.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a person that we could bring in here as a guest that I won't be able to talk with.
Right.
But I wasn't born that way.
Right. And that's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Bro. That's the beauty of it. Yo, we're going to take a brief intermission. Give me 1 second. All right, y'all, we back. We back in the booth, back in the lab. So, back, dreams. Talking about these dreams real quick. Hey, man, so I'm going to tell you a story about this podcasting dream that I had, right? So, you have been wanting to podcast for 8 years.
Yeah.
Which is fucking phenomenal, man. So, me, I didn't get, before I started podcasting, 2 years prior, I've been saying I wanted to start a podcast.
Hold on. Let me stop you. So you want to congratulate me at 8 years of failure?
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
do.
But you wanted to do it for 8 years.
I do. Because because I got a similar dream. Like, since I was a teenager, man, I always wanted to be a DJ, right? And what you said earlier in the episode, and you was talking about how we would talk ourselves out of our own dreams. That was me, man. I will always constantly tell myself that, I wanted to be a DJ. I wanted to be a DJ since I could remember.
Yeah.
But I always would tell myself, damn, that's just expensive, because I started looking at the price of equipment. And that's what would always cancel me out. Like, I can't afford that shit. But meanwhile, I was spending $100 a week on fucking shoes. So my priorities is all fucked up, is what I'm telling you. But I'll say that to say this, because when it came to podcasting, it was the same thing. That was the same exact thing. It was about the money again. It was like I didn't want to come out of my pocket to spend money for equipment for a podcast, because in my mind I couldn't what's the word I'm looking for? I couldn't I couldn't validate it. I couldn't validate me spending that much money on some equipment for what I thought was going to be a hobby. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I was like, nah, you know, because everything was like, well, I could put that toward my daughters, I could put that toward my money, I mean, food, whatever.
Yeah.
So here I was again, I was talking myself out of my dream, right? Until I got real serious about it, and I was just like, you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm gonna start doing this research. So I started doing research about it. And then when I first started, like I told you, when I first started, it was strictly off the iPhone X. I strictly off the iPhone X. I put it on a tripod. I would record myself. I strip the audio off of the video, and I would upload it. And that's how I started my first 6 or 7 episodes. And then I got one mic. I'm on my Nas shit, right? I got my motherfucker. See, Nas is right.
Bring it back to rap.
Always, man. It's always gonna come back to music. So I got on my one mic shit. I got one mic. And I, you know, I plugged into the laptop and shit, and I record a few episodes like that until I got another and another, and then all the rest of the fucking equipment that I got. But I say all that to say this, man. Like you said, you could talk yourself out of all your damn dreams if you continue to get in your own way. But I took that lesson of me being wanting to be a DJ for over 20 years, and like, nah, this is not going to happen to me at this. I'm like, this is something I really want to do, and I could be one of the first people that I know to do it. So I'm going to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember as well, like, you got motherfuckers out there that are naysayers. You know what I mean? They feel that, just like I was telling people, like, yo, I'm going to do a podcast. Niggas is like straight up telling me, no, you Dre, you smart. No, but what you going to talk about? Like, nigga, don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of those things as well that that I see that you have, and I'm proud that I have. It don't matter what fucking room I walk in. I can have a conversation with anybody in any room. And I'm not, and that's the God's honest truth. I mean, don't get me into no fucking chemistry or physics room.
Yeah.
I ain't talking that. But that's a skill set that, like, it's a skill set to be able to go into a Fortune 500 boardroom and then go on the block with your niggas and have a conversation with them and everything in between there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people don't have that. I have that. You have that. So it was like, so when I was telling people I'm going to do a podcast, first and foremost, they was like, first of all, what is a podcast for the ones who didn't know? But even the ones who did know, they was like, how you going to do that? Fuck you mean how I'm going to do that? I'm just going to go do it. You know what I mean? And like I said, along the way, you could hear the doubt in their voice. Like, okay, you know, cool. Like that's like I said, it's legitimately like me telling you or her that y'all gonna go be a rapper. You look at the nigga like, oh, nigga, oh, there's a billion rappers out here. You gonna be a rapper? Okay.
But what's crazy too is that, and you're explaining it, but when you're chasing your dreams, right?
Right.
Understand that some of the people that you think may be talking negative to you, it wasn't their dream, so they don't understand it.
Facts.
So you can't even get mad at them like that.
People for not understanding.
You know, a lot of times people be like, well, my mama said I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? And I proved her wrong. It wasn't about proving, people wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, I never did this to prove anybody wrong. Facts. I did it because that's what I wanted to do.
Exactly.
And whatever you believe in, whether it's God, whether it's, you know, intuition, whatever it is, if something's dropped into you, remember sometimes it's only dropped into you.
Facts.
It's not dropped into everybody else. So that doesn't make the person that's going at you saying you can't do it.
Right.
They just never seen you do it.
Do it. Right. Right.
You know what I mean? And then sometimes you got to look at your track record. If you've given up on 50 million things.
Yeah, you got to relax.
And somebody tells you can't do it, they're just maybe going off of your track record.
That's facts too.
You know what I mean? So you can't just take offense. You just got to hold on and stick to your stuff.
Yeah, man.
And then also understand is this. Me and Dre have got to this level of what we're doing because we install instinct and stuff we did. Mm-hmm. Like you were like, well, Joe, you just coming off of the rip off of things off of your head. All
right.
Well, like I used to rap.
Okay.
And I was pretty good at rapping. Mm-hmm. You know, matter of fact, we hit 2,000 likes. I'll do the middle school rap that I did. I do it the middle school rap I did at Nolan for the school. But I did a rap for Taz testing in front of everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I was just like, I got to show this talent.
Right.
Even though I wasn't secure with myself,
right.
I was secure with the ability that I had.
Get them bars off.
And, yeah, and me and my homeboy Rashad, you know, we rapped, and my boy Mark Allen. But, like, we went to Ellison. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you got dudes from New York. You got dudes from all of these places, West Coast, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody thought everybody can rap. Well, as soon as somebody say freestyle, you got a freestyle.
Right.
And it better sound good.
It better.
Or like, yeah, like we brought up Lou before, but Lou would eat you alive if you was not good.
Yeah, yeah.
He would be like, oh, so that's how we do it?
Yeah, that's it.
And he'd be like, blah! Right, and you know, it was, you know.
Yeah.
But that's where that came from, always having to think one step ahead and shooting off the hip.
Right.
So I had to pull that out. But that's what you all have.
Right.
And understand that when you're doing something that you love and you realize that, or you realize that you love something, start thinking about all your experiences because you're already equipped to do it.
Right.
Like Dre went to the Air Force to equip him for this part of his life.
Facts.
Like he may not have had kids when he thought he could, but you know, when he was in the Air Force, he had people that were under him.
Right.
And he had to make sure and care that they were okay.
Right.
So a lot of stuff that we have happen to us in our life, we're already equipped for.
Right.
We just don't either understand it or look at the preparation we already got towards it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, when you're chasing your dream, when you're trying to figure this thing out, you know, don't look at what you lack of. Look at what you already got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, if any of y'all ever been poor on money, you know, you might be like trying to scrounge those pennies, but sometimes you got to look in that cabinet and be like, okay,
put it together.
I got some rice, I got some beans.
That's right. We got to put it together, man.
It looked like it's going to be rice and beans, but I'm still going to eat.
There you go. There
you know, go, I used to have, I have this saying that I talk about church, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you know, some church is like watermelon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some watermelon you get gonna have a lot of seeds and very few meat. And some watermelon you're gonna get is gonna have a lot of meat and very few seeds, but regardless, you're gonna eat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you gotta understand that too. You may have a lack of a little bit of skills, But put that skills together. Yep. Put that ingredients together because you're still going to eat.
Right.
You're still going to work.
Right.
Me and Dre don't have all it together. We don't have the big budget studio. We don't have We don't have the guests that we can fly out.
Yeah, and we won't have them.
But the thing is that, oh, yes, we will. But the thing is that the people we still have on are precious.
Yes,
they're still valuable to us.
Yes.
We look at them the same way we would look at if Ice Cube came on
facts.
If Ben Affleck came on here, whoever dope, Michael Jordan came on here. Right. You know what I mean? We look at them and we treat them the same way.
Right.
And also, you know, and I'm going to give the mic back to Dre, but when you doing whatever you love, do it like you already been there.
Yeah. That's like important.
We don't do this thing and take this thing like, okay, this is just a hobby that we do. No,
right.
we treat this thing like this is our main thing.
Right.
And it will be one day.
Right.
But we treat it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if you are a baker, you're not going to just give half-done cupcakes out. You're going to give your best cupcakes out because you're going to want people to try that.
Right.
And that's the same thing. So if you love something, if it's hair, if it's cooking, if it's stocks, do your best.
Yep.
Give it your best because whatever level you at, be that Michael Jordan at that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it's not me comparing to other people. Well, I listen to people on our level and we kill them. And it's not because we're just the dopest dudes that ever did this thing platform. Yeah, I mean, you're right. But on that same note, is I believe in us.
Facts.
I believe in the product we're going to give.
No doubt. No, you're right. You're still right here, man. Hey, that boy's spitting facts right there. But no, man.
I'm kind of smart, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I see what you're doing over there.
I'm sounding like I went to college, but I didn't graduate, but I went there.
He picked up
a book. That cat there.
Yeah, he picked up a book.
He read some pages, you know what I mean? He read like 1,000 memes. People be these meme geniuses out here.
Yeah, most definitely, man. So, Joe, let me ask you a question, man. When it comes to your dreams, man, and chasing your dreams, give me one bit of advice that you can tell our listeners in less than 5 words.
Believe in yourself.
There you go, man. And honestly, man, that's the best advice I've ever received myself. Believe in yourself and be yourself. Two different things.
Yeah.
Because you could believe in yourself and believe that you're fucking Michael Jordan or believe that you want to be Michael Jordan when that's not your skill set.
Yeah.
So it's important to capitalize on what you're great at and what you're good at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we could look at the next man and be like, oh, shit, well, you know, it's like, let's just talk basketball. It's like we could Steph Curry. Could have looked at Michael Jordan and be like, fuck, man, if only I could dunk a ball like that.
Yeah.
Nah, Steph said, okay, well, I can't dunk a ball like that because I'm probably only 6'2 or whatever height I am, but I'm going to shoot this tray ball. I'm going to shoot this three ball and revolutionize the game doing so. You know what I mean? So it's just like find what you're good at and stick with it and work at it. And like you said, man, be the best at it. I just always have the mindset, man, if you're going to do something, you might as well do it to death. That's just how I feel about everything, you know what I mean? Be passionate about it, man. Be the best at it. And in my opinion, you can never lose when you do that. You know what I mean? It may take you a while to get wherever it is you're trying to go, but you're going to get there. Just never give up on your hopes and never give up on your dreams. But speaking of dreams, it can't just be that, a dream. You know what I mean? It takes work. You got to work at it. You know, we can't just be like, well, I want to do whatever it is you want to do. Like us, for instance, we want to have the number one podcast on every streaming platform in the
fucking. Dre, you say you can't just sprinkle a little magic dust and it just happened?
Nah, not at all. Not at all. And what I say is, like, if we want to be the number one podcast in the world on every streaming platform in the world, we can't just drop one fucking podcast a month and expect to get there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We can't drop 20 to 30 minute episodes and expect to get there. You know what I mean? Because you got to know your audience for one, and then you got to know where it is you're trying to go and what it is you're trying to do, whatever it is you're trying to do. So That's some great advice. That's perfect, man. What could I say? So, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
That's all I got on that, Doc. Dreams.
Yeah, look, and you said it. You said it best. But be the best you.
That's it.
Like, there is nobody out there that could come back and tell you what the best Joe is.
Right.
I can't tell you what the best Dre is.
Right.
And that's why I'm comfortable in my skin, even when I'm not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin is a PhD doctor, and he'll tell you about all kind of films and poems and quote all of this stuff, and it sounds so eloquent and great and fantastic. And to an average person, that'll be intimidating.
Right.
But I'm not intimidated by him because I'm the best me.
Yeah. Exactly.
When it comes down to it.
Yep.
Like, you look, ain't too many cats going to outpack podcast me.
That's right.
And it's not, again, because they ain't did podcast schooling or reading or whatever. But you throw a topic in front of me, I'm going to hit it out the park.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm the smartest dude, but I'm smart. And I'm not going to let anybody take that away from me.
Right.
But I'm thought, and I'm traveled, and I understand, and I listen, and I care, and I respect. So, yeah, man, be the best you can be, man.
Yeah, man.
What the Army used to say, be all you can be, Army of one, all that stuff, man.
All that good shit. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. You got a question for me, man? Any more questions before we, hey, listeners, listen, chill out, yeah. I know this is a short episode.
Yeah.
Y'all going to be all right, though, man.
I got a question for you.
All right,
why,
man.
Dre, you going to put these annihilators out here?
Hey,
Dre got a packet of annihilators. Y'all know I got the issue with the juicy mouth. And so Dre going to bring this packet
in. Man.
And then I'm going to eat one. And it's going to hit our studio audience guests. They never going to want to come back again. And then
Hey, man, I mean, I wanted to, you know, something was nostalgic. Is that what they call it? Yeah, that's what I wanted. So, no, man, it's good, man. I appreciate it, man. Your dreams, man. Understand that your dreams are there for you to chase. But also understand that dreams can become nightmares at some time, at some point in your life, man. But even when those dreams become nightmares.
Meek.
There you go, man. See? I'm always gonna hit y'all with some music references. But even when those dreams become nightmares, it's important to wake up, snap out of it, and still keep pushing towards your dreams. So that's what I'll end with.
You stuck the landing, I'm done.
All right, that's it, man. Yo, this Cup of Joe with Dre. Oh shit, hold up. Let me tell you where to follow us at. You follow us at Cup of Joe with Dre, all one word, on Instagram and now Facebook. Like I said, we're back. We're on Facebook, not back on Facebook. We're on Facebook. We have the Cup of Joe with Dre merchandise coming. What are we in? September?
First? Yeah.
So by October, for sure, it'll be here. It's in production right now. So be on the lookout for that.
It's going to be, hey, look, right for the holidays, it's going to be the best stocking stuffer.
There you go.
Get one for, look, we'll make one for your dog.
Yeah,
whatever you need. But yeah, get your girl one, she'll love it.
Facts.
Get your dad one. While he's running, listen to us, he can have it. Whatever it is.
Yeah, most definitely.
You want to love really somebody, you want to show that you love somebody, you give them a Cup of Joe or Dre shirt or something like that. They say, you really love me.
That's right. That's all facts. Hey, yo, we out of here, man. Cup of Joe with Dre, and we out.